The Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 14 to 20. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. Thus ends the reading of the Gospel. According to today's Gospel, Jesus must have been a very compelling person. When he saw fishermen, all he said was, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Simon and Andrew immediately left their nets. So did James and John, leaving their father, Zebedee, as well as the hired men. How fitting it is that today's psalm response is from Psalm 25, "Teach me your ways, O Lord." Because that's exactly what the disciples did when they followed Jesus. They let Jesus teach them how to believe and how to behave. That included the message they were to proclaim. They were fishermen. After all, what did they know? But that didn't matter. The message they were to proclaim had an urgency about it, and they were to be disciples of Jesus who would teach them all that they needed to know. Our Dominican brother, Gustavo Gutierrez, once pointed out that the people of Judea viewed Galilee as less than them. Why? Because the Galileans adopted the pagan ways of their neighbors. As a matter of fact, they viewed, that is, the Judeans, viewed Jesus, the Galilean, announcing his message in an insignificant and marginal place. Reading further in the Gospel of Mark, we see these same disciples being chastised for wanting to be seated near Jesus in his glory. Nothing suggests that they understand anything that their faith compels them to follow. That is, until they abandon Jesus at the end. January is always a good time to take stock of how I want to live this year, how I'll believe, and how I'll behave. How ready am I to drop what I am doing so that I can follow? What will my call to follow sound like? Maybe it will sound like the call to be an advocate. To be an active citizen, calling my president and members of Congress. I'm recording this during the deep freeze we are experiencing I'm thinking, though, of all the Iraqi refugees who are freezing every day. I've taken out my button again, the one that says, I've got family in Iraq. But as I read the daily reports of the U.S. delegation of sisters who are visiting there, I'm wondering what more I can do. Pray, yes. And we need to use our voices and our considerable resources. I live in the affluent USA, where we take for granted feeding our hunger, satisfying our thirst, and warming ourselves when it is freezing, just as we take for granted our homes, education, and survival itself. Let us pray for those who live with hunger and poverty, and whose courage and resourcefulness sustain and empower our advocacy. May the words of Jesus be fulfilled in our hearing. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news. It is good news. God, the Father of Jesus, loves us, each of us.